Well, we're going to have to endure just a few more minutes, if you will allow me.
Amen.
Anytime that you brethren get a hankering to buy a new car, and you drive by the dealership, you see that Belch Fire 88 sitting out there. And what do you want to do? You want to take it for a test drive, don't you? Especially if you stop to look at it. That's going to be the intention of the salesperson, is to get you behind the wheel of that Belch Fire 88, okay? He wants you to see how good it drives, how good it turns, how fast it stops, how fast it starts, and how good you look in it. See, he carries you by that building that has those mirrored glass, you know, the mirrors on the outside of the building, and say, look over there. And you look over there, see yourself in that new Belch Fire 88, and you look good. You want that Belch Fire 88, don't you? You need that Belch Fire 88. But what you want to do first is you wanted to go out there and you wanted to have that demonstrated, didn't you? Sometimes they even sell you demonstrator models. Well, this has been a demonstrator. Now, you want to be real careful buying those because you have idiots like me demonstrating, you know, driving them to see what they're like. You want to see that car demonstrated before you buy it, don't you? Before you spend, you know, that $19.99 on that car, you want to have it demonstrated, don't you? You sisters, you're up too. Get that new vacuum cleaner. That fella comes to your door and he's selling the new Sunshine 2023. And you want that Sunshine 20. You need that Sunshine 2023. That would make you happy. Okay? That would make your home happier if you had that Sunshine 2023. But what's the first thing you need before you buy that Sunshine 2023? What is it? You want to have it demonstrated, don't you? You want him to put the cat under the rug and vacuum over the cat and pull the rug up and the cat don't have no hair on him. That's a good, I buy that one. Rush, you do that for me, you got a deal with me. You want to demonstrate, don't you? Well, when a minister of the gospel gets up to preach the gospel to you, there's one thing you better have, and that's the Spirit demonstrated.
Amen.
We believe and we stand in need of the demonstration of the Spirit and power.
Yeah.
There will be no power if the Spirit is not demonstrated.
Right. Right.
And that's the only way you're going to have power if the Spirit is demonstrated. So I figure about 7, 8, 10 minutes here, and I'm gonna try to be out of your way. I know that you all are tired. I know that you've endured a lot of meetings, and I know that. I want to tell you, sisters, something. I'm not saying this just take up time. You brothers and sisters provided excellent meals. I mean, these meals were just outstanding. Some of the best I've ever had. The only thing I request, Lord willing, if I'm able to be here next year, Brother David knows what it is. Brother Chase knows what it is. You know what it is, too. The only thing I request is you should make a little more banana pudding. a teensy weensy more, not a lot. I'm not looking to look at 12 bowls of banana pudding out there. But just a little bit more banana pudding next year. And we'll be fine. All right, here we go. Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. Now, I'm not going to go into, there's a great deal of history leading up to this, and I'm not going to go into it, okay? I want to look at a couple of verses, and I want to spend a little time agreeing with the brother today when he said sometimes we cut ourselves short.
Amen to that.
Okay? Do we accept mediocrity in the pulpit, in the pew, in the singing, in the prayers, in the preaching, in our worship service, in our fellowship? Or is there something, have we by practice put ourselves in a ditch not asking for God's best? I believe when we ask for God's best, He delivers His best.
Amen.
If we do not ask for His best all the time, He may not deliver His best.
Right.
Now He may. He's a gracious God, isn't He?
Amen.
But unless we ask for His best, He may not deliver it. I want His best. Now, some of y'all might be mad at me. I remember, you know what? It came into my mind tonight that last year, on Saturday night, or whenever it was, I think it was Saturday night, I asked you, brethren, to cast a mantle of charity over me because what I said you may not agree with. And I'm not here to stir up controversy. I promise you this, okay? This brother today stirred up the controversy. I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying. He didn't. And I shouldn't have jested about that. But I want us to think about demonstrating, or God demonstrating His best to us in the worship service. Okay? Can we write that down in our mind? God demonstrating His best to us in the worship service. And not only that, but we can expect it. We can desire it. We can want it. Okay? Joshua chapter 5 and verse 10. Now, like I said, there's a lot of history before this and after this. But I won't be able to get into it. But I want to get this far. Joshua chapter 5, verse 10. And the children of Israel encamped on Gilgal, in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, and even in the plains of Jericho. Now listen to this now. Okay, they've come across into the land of Canaan. And they did eat of the old corn of the land. This is the land of Canaan, the old corn of the land. This is the corn that was harvested that year. Okay? And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Right.
Did you catch that? Manna is for the wilderness.
That's right.
Now, in keeping with this idea of desiring God's best, I want to ask you, when we come together in the house of God, should we come together desiring manna or the corn of the land of Canaan?
Right.
Amen.
What's waiting for us? They didn't have any more manna. The manna ceased. Now they had the corn of the land of Canaan. What is better than the corn of the land of Canaan after you've been in the wilderness? You ceased and you passed from, you have graduated, if you will, from manna to the corn of the land of Canaan, to the fruit of the land of Canaan, Canaan's fruit.
Right.
And they came into the land of Canaan, and when they came in, they had the old corn from last year. In other words, it was waiting for them. Last year's harvest of corn was in the bins waiting for them.
Right.
Did they have to harvest it? No.
That's right.
It was waiting for them. Houses were waiting for them.
Right.
Roads were waiting for them.
Yeah.
Animals were waiting for them. All they had to do is go in and take it.
Yep, yep. That's exactly right.
All they had to do is go in and take it.
Right.
But we want to go back to the trappings of the wilderness. No. You have, and here's the thing about it. Not only was everything waiting for them, was the old corn, last year's harvest waiting for them, the old corn was ready to be taken in, and all they had to do is eat it. The new corn, the new harvest. They didn't have to plant it. They didn't have to water it. They didn't have to lay it by. See, I'm a country boy. I know what laying by is. They didn't have to lay it by. They didn't have to, put any kind of deal with the bugs and all that, all those kinds of things on it. They didn't have to do any of that. It was ready for them. All they had to do is walk in and take it. But should they have desired the manna of the wilderness or the new corn of Canaan?
Right.
This is Canaan.
The best stuff.
This is Canaan.
Amen.
You know what? Please don't misunderstand me. I am not up here tonight to try to put a bad light on our songs or whatever, or our prayers or whatever. But should we sing about hoping the Lord will shed His manna around when we come into the New Testament church and we're sitting here hoping the preacher will preach, but I hope he just preaches manna?
Preach it, brother. Come on.
I hope the Lord will bless him to preach. Hope he demonstrates his spirit in him. But it can't go past manna. Now, I don't want any of that old corn or any of that new corn of the land of Canaan. I mean, no doubt we have spent all this time getting to the land of Canaan. But don't give me that corn of the land of Canaan. I want manna. We're setting ourselves up, brethren.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I know, I'm a musician. I know that there's such a thing as lyrical license. Okay? I know that you can, change the words around and use words differently because lyrically it fits better and all that. I understand that. But when we're talking about manna over the corn of the land of Canaan.
No. Right.
That's a little different than lyrical license.
Yes.
Okay? Hey, you're changing my diet.
Right.
You're changing my spiritual diet. And I don't want anything less than God's best. Listen, why? Because in this world that I live in, I need God's best.
Right. Amen. That's right.
I need His blessings. I need the very best of His blessings.
Amen.
Because there's a world and the flesh and the devil right outside those doors, like Brother Chase preached to you tonight so ably, that is waiting to smash your mouth when you walk out that door.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if the gospel of this meeting is to carry me beyond those doors, then it's got to be the corn of the land of Canaan and not manna.
Amen.
Thank you for your good attention. God bless you.
Amen. We already back here preaching, Brother Frank.
Do what?
We already, Brother Kevin, already preaching. Amen.
God bless you.